SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga po muli sa inyong lahat. At kasama po natin ngayon sa studio ang tatlo sa mga kandidata ng Miss Transgender Global. Noong pong nakaraang linggo, kasama po natin sila dito sa studio at umuli po silang nagbabalik. Pag-usapan natin muna ang mga seryosong bagay tungkol sa pagiging transgender nila. Kasama po natin ngayong araw na ito si Bella. Magandang umaga si Bella.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat.
Si Lian Domingo. Magandang umaga, Lian.
Magandang umaga rin po sa inyong lahat.
Yes. At si Iana Francisco. Magandang umaga.
Good morning,
Iana.
Po.
Pag ganito ang kasama mo, pag medyo sumisigla ang buhay, no? Napakaganda ng mga disposisyon nila. Ilang araw na lamang, isa sa inyo ay makokoronahan ng Miss Transgender Global. At para sa inyong mga transgender, this would be a very good recognition of your sexuality, pagiging transgender ninyo. What it means to be a transgender, okay? Ngayon bang mga panahon ito, marami pa rin mga hinaharap na di ka nais-nais ang pagiging transgender? Kasi ngayon pa lang ito kinikilala, di ba? Yung mga application form, lagi sabi doon, it's either male or female. But fortunately, marami ng mga organizations o marami ng mga applications form or kung ano mang dapat fill upan when it comes to gender na nire-recognize yung third, sabi nila, third sex o kung ano man na preferred. Ang term sa iba is the preferred sexual orientation, di ba?
Siguro, yung mabigat na hinaharap namin is sometimes may family member ka na hindi ka talaga nila ma-accept na kung ano yung gusto mong marating, like as of now, ako, there's a lot of the family members na really against sa sexuality ko now. Pero for me, hindi ko na iniisip yun eh, kasi iniisip ko na lang yung sarili ko eh. Yung sarili ko yung, ayun, tas syempre, talagang kailangan may patience ka eh, kasi mahirap makahanap ng work. Like, ako, grabe yung mga struggling ko na nangyari sa buhay ko, talagang ginawa ko na lahat para lang mabuhay dito. Sobrang hirap ng buhay dito sa Australia. Nakaka-stress, syempre. Kasi...
Yes. Sorry po, medyo na emotional si Bella. Take it calmly, yes.
Medyo na-stress ako kasi, syempre, naiisip na bilang ganito, napakahirap naman lang maging open tayo at i-accept lahat. Alam mo yun, like everyone deserves to be happy.
Yes.
Ayun. Pero masaya ako. Siyempre, masaya ako sa sarili ko at masaya ako ngayon. Ayun.
Iana?
Yes, like sabi niya nga po, acceptance talaga yung pinakamahirap na bilang isang transsexual or transgender. Kasi po, laging there's always question about transgender. Especially at work and then in the society. But like, I can see nowadays that like it's very open now. You know, the transgender, homosexual, LGBT community now. Especially here in Australia. Yeah. Like the Mardi Gras, something like that. But yeah, that's the hardest challenge for us, like acceptance. That's what we all want,
pero
acceptance.
Even among mga gays or lesbians, sometimes do you feel parang discriminated against? Or?
Yes, sometimes. Because to be honest with you, I work as an entertainer in gay clubs. Minsan, mahirap eh. Minsan, nakakatawa nga sa isyong to. Kasi minsan, you're guys in the same community, pero minsan ayaw ka din nila eh. Kasi ako, tagal ko na nag-work na entertainer eh. Pero nakakatawa lang kasi minsan, even though kapwa mo, community, ayaw ka nila.
So as an entertainer, do you sing? No?
I sing and dance.
Okay. And si Lian, tahimik to eh. Napaka-tahimik, yes.
Ngiti
lang siya. Ang ganda ng ngiti, no?
Just from my personal experience po, siguro po yung pinakamahirap sa akin, from the very beginning naman po talaga, my family was very acceptance, luckily. Yung pinakamahirap na lang po talaga sa akin, siguro yung anxiety attacks, when you're out in public and people are looking at you, trying to identify, babae ba yan o lalaki ba yan. Syempre po, nakaka...
Nasesense naman ninyo pag pinag-uusapan kayo.
Opo, no? Talaga. Kitang-kita mo po talaga kung minamata ka ng tao. Tapos, sa work din po, as I was talking to you earlier, I always present myself as Lian. Pero obviously, legally, when I signed my papers, my contract for work, kailangan ko pong ilagay yung legal name ko, which is my birth name, which is not Lian, obviously. Pero I'm making some
but
changes.
Ang Lian ba, ano yan, parang gift name, either man or male
Lian
or female?
Po, ano,
but, ano ba spelling Lian mo? May E sa huli?
Hindi po. Meron po. So, L-I-A-N-E.
Ah, okay. Babae. Mm. Okay.
Opo. So, yun po yung siguro yung pinakamahirap sa akin na just based on my personal experience, it's just the anxiety. Yung acceptance din po na sinasabi ng aking mga co-finalists, it's hard not feeling like you don't belong in a community. Yeah.
But joining the competition itself is basically as already first timer ba kayo? Di ba? I mean, you're coming out in the open and being proud, no? Kasi I understand sa competition na to, you will be required to wear swimsuit. Yeah. Makikita talaga yung body ninyo and everything. Suppose this will transform. Lalo na siguro kung mananalo kayo. And how do you think will this help in promoting the cause of the transgenders kung kayo ay manalo? May magkakaroon ba kayo ng advocacy? Anong balak ninyong gawin? O balak
so each finalist have their own advocacy. Mm. And obviously whoever the winner is, if I win, it would be such a huge, responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a huge responsibility, mm-hmm. but also it's also going to help me to have a voice and speak out to and deliver them what my advocacy is. And obviously, a very
ano
big confidence.
Mo? Ito ang...
Yung po talaga, I really want to empower gender rights.
Yes.
And
ikaw, Bella. Anong advocacy mo?
To be honest with you, I was diagnosed at anxiety and depression. Mm. So, for me, ito yung fine-face lang lahat ng tao ngayon eh. Kasi ayaw nilang pag-usapan to eh. Like, it's a really big issue. So, yung advocacy ko, I want to do awareness of depression, anxiety, and mental illness. Mm. For me, ito yung feeling ko na kailangan startan ko ng simulan and I need to do something about this because nowadays every time I watch news there's a lot of suiciding na nangyayari ngayon and I think kailangan ko na mag-start and then this is my plan if I
That's
win
good.
This pageant
and si Iana
advocacy ko po yung job acceptance for every transgender or every person who is part of LGBT community kasi nowadays po talaga mahirap pong maghanap ng trabaho especially when you're
is that true?
Transgender
Super.
Yes
ah, really? Okay
because sometimes they don't know where they're gonna put you sometimes they don't know like if you're a man or a woman they scared of being a discriminate, you know.
Oh. Ikaw, Bella, you keep on saying that you may mental illness, depression, everything. Do you think this has to do with your sexuality? Kasi
yes.
Openly ka na it has to do with your...
Kasi for me ha, lahat ng mga like transgender, nagsasuffer sila sa anxiety. Kasi mostly napansin...
Yeah, lahat ba? Tanungin natin si... Lian and Iana.
Personal experience po, yes. Anxiety.
Yes.
I'm anxiety. Pretty sure it's very common in the transgender community.
Yes, especially when I'm starting to to become a
that's very
transsexual.
Clear.
Yeah.
Okay. 100, at least 100% among yourself na you've got this anxiety. Okay, major light topic. Is there a man in your life?
Yes. I have a partner, living partner. 2 years now. We're living together for 2 years now.
Okay, Filipino rin yan?
He's half Filipino, half British.
Ah, okay. And si Bella?
I met someone a week ago and we're dating.
Okay, bago lang. Bata ka pa naman. You're still young.
Yes.
And si, ngingiti-ngiti si Lian. Nakakatingiti ni Lian eh. Oh, hindi makapagsalita, mukhang may tinatago.
Hindi, meron po. Doon na lang po natin. I'll just leave it at that. Meron.
Meron din na, no plans or planning.
We're planning to get married. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that. Yeah.
Okay. Ako sa akin, hindi muna, priority ko muna manalo dito sa pageant or tas alam mo yon mag-improve ako ng bongga kasi yung lalaki nandiyan lang yan.
Nandiyan lang yan. Okay.
Oo, unahin ko muna career ko.
And you,
ako po.
Di bata ka pa naman kasi, Bella, no? You're the youngest,
22.
No? Si Bella po is 22, si Lian is 26 at saka si Iana is 25. Bago na nagsabi ng age ninyo, diniclear ka na on air. Yes.
Okay lang, we're still in 20s.
Yes.
Tama.
Lian, ikaw naman.
Ako po, well, I don't wala pa pong plano, pero if it happens, I'm open to it.
You're open to
marriage.
And other special words, at magagalap na itong ating Miss Transgender Global. Ano ang hope ninyo? Siyempre manalo, aside from having win. Kung di man kayo manalo, anong balak? Last word.
Whoever wins or lose, lahat naman tayo panalo, lahat tayo magaganda, lahat tayo confident, and at the end of the day, we're all winners. Really?
Yes, Bella.
Sa akin, hindi ako nag-expect na mananalo ako dito, pero for me, gagawin ko pa rin yung advocacy na balak kong gawin.
Yeah. Ang ganda lang alam niya, this position in life na manalo, matalo, maganda siya. Nagbablash siya. Nagbablash ni Bella, yes.
May the best girl win to each and everyone. And hopefully, kung sino man makasungkit ng corona, maganda ka.
Magmaganda ka.
Yes, at sayang din natin kasama yung ibang mga kalaban ninyo, ang inyong mga competitors. But nonetheless, I wish you luck. At kung mga wala po dito sa studio, I also wish you luck. Okay?
Thank you.
Maraming thank you.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.